In 1979, the world saw a gang of armed hoodlums on motorcycles take over the town of Clunes and cause all manner of bother. 25 years later, it's happened again, except this time there's 2,500 people. The gangs have taken over the highways, and me, I'm looking for a man called Max.
Kick it in the guts, Barry.
Bertrand Kadar, you're one of the cast members of the Mad Max movie who's turned out to Clunes today. 1979 is when the movie came out, but here we are on the main street of Clunes where Toe Cutter's gang originally rolls into town and causes quite a commotion before claiming Knight Rider's body. What's it like returning to the street now, 25 years later?
Very emotional. I feel like I have never been back to Clunes ever since the shooting. So there is over there in a little parking garden, and we used to have lunch there outside because it was hot, it was in summer, and I had lunch here with Mel Gibson with us. It was good. What really made me my heart miss a bit is the central garage, because my part, Clunk, go and fetch in the garage scene an inflatable pink elephant at the back. And I recognized the door and I went, oh my God, it's here, you know. So yeah, it's a long time ago, and I am now 56. So I suppose we don't think about the same passion, but still my heart missed a bit. If anyone would have told me then that it would have become this, not only this success then, but a cult movie today, I would never. I would have bet 10 grand that this would never have happened, and I would have lost my bet.
What is it that attracts motorcycle riders to it? Is it the biker outlaw ethos of the film? Is it the fact that there's just so many motorbikes, and of course the Z Series motorcycle, which is a classic?
It depends who they are. You've got, in the Mad Max cult scene, you've got two type of people. You've got the people who are movie buff. They don't ride motorbikes. They just think the movie is a masterpiece. And I think it is, in a way, because it's very raw. On a motorcycle viewpoint, the story is very good. It's a good story.
Hey, fella, stop. Hey, fella, you're a Turk, you know that?
Sharon Swanson, you were here 26 years ago when Toe Cutter and his boys rolled into town.
I certainly was. It was fantastic. I was 13 years old, and it was just unbelievable. They used to get up of a morning and come across from the club hotel to my mum and dad's milk bar. They'd all have a milkshake, and then they'd go over to Colin's place and roll around in the dirt to get grubby looking. And then they'd start shooting for the day. It was fantastic. My nan, she was like 70. She used to come down, and Parra'd be going, come on, Hazel, we better go home for lunch. But she wouldn't move. She just watched the whole thing. She loved it. It was great.
How many times have you watched the film?
Oh, hundreds. I've got the DVD. Cameron, my son, he loves it. And he thinks that he sees Nan. You can, when the shot just before they do the big donut, you can see the milk bar and you can see someone moving in the shop, and Cam thinks it's his Nan. So he thinks she's a movie star too.
Standing in front of a couple of Zed riders by the looks of things.
Owners,
what's their names?
Zed owners.
Excuse me, fellas. Names?
Roscoe and Wombat.
Roscoe, Wombat, what's it like riding the Clunes today?
Mate, it was slow. Apart from being slow, the amount of people that were there, it was just beyond belief. There would have been 1,000 riders, I'd say. Compliments to everyone that stuck with it and pulled through it, because by God, it was slow.
Well, slow but good.
Speaking to Peter Barton, the webmaster of the Mad Max Movies website, what started it all off?
What started primarily just an interest in the first film. Like, I'm from Victoria, the first film being made in Victoria, and it's like Australian cars, Australian film, very iconic Australian film, and I've sort of been more, as much interested in film as cars and so on. It was just, it's just a film that caught my interest many years ago, and yeah, the website started small. And I mean, as you see the interest here today, that's how it was with the website as well. There was that much interest out there that I would have never anticipated. It's like, there's people from the US, people from Japan, the UK, Europe. There's a lot of those guys saw the films as well, and like we're as big a fan of the cars, you know, and the locations and just how it was all done as what we are.
I found the man Max, although he's not driving the Interceptor, he was actually fronting the 1,500 or so motorcyclists that have ridden into Clunes today. Max Kolodrovic, whose idea was this?
This was the idea of the Mad Max Ride Day Committee, which we formed 9 months ago.
Did you have any idea it was going to be this big, Max?
No. We were kind of thought that if it was a good day, there'd be 500 people. I think the police are talking 2,000 plus. We've had nearly 1,000 registrations, and the response has been fantastic.
Yeah, because of course the movie, in some respects, highlights outlaw biker culture, but I can see everyone here is very well behaved.
We are. I guess 25 years on, a lot of the crowd here is more of a mature crowd, obviously fans of the movie, and I guess everybody's just cooled off a little bit.
Now let's go back to it. It's about the bikes. It's about the Z Series motorcycle, the Quokka 9, as some call them. What is it about these bikes?
These bikes were released in 73. They were the fastest bike money could buy at that time.
Yep. What was it like rolling into the town today?
Fantastic, yeah. We had a lump in our throats as we rode through. There's 40 Z9s here today, all in very good condition. A lot of people have spent a lot of time and money on their bikes, and with the theme cars and everybody else, it was a very nice feeling being on the freeway and seeing a line of bikes, I don't know, 10 kilometres long or more.
Well, finally, the people still need heroes, Max.
Of course they do. Of course they do. We're giving them their heroes, you know.